Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Okay, well, let's just get ready for speed jokes. Andy, Dave isn't here today, but you are. Will you help score them?
I certainly will.
Kevin, I can trust on you as well, correct?
I look forward to it all week. Can't wait.
And Steve, who is on the Speed Joke Submission Committee, and we've had our work cut out for us, to be honest with you, this week. Let's do Joke of the Week number one. Hey, Dave, daycare and bars have the same rules.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
You pee your pants, you go home. Joke of the Week number two.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a job interviewer, and John Williams will star as an applicant.
So, how would you describe yourself?
Well, verbally, but I've also prepared a dance. This is visual. You should have seen me work it.
That's good.
Here's Joke of the Week number three. Hey, Dave, what do you call someone who gets aroused by purchasing things?
Don't know, don't care.
Bisexual. Dave was blushing. Here's Joke of the Week number four. An invisible man and an invisible woman got married. I'm not sure what they saw in each other. Kids were nothing to look at either. Joke of the Week number five. I called SeaWorld yesterday and all I got was this message.
This call may be recorded for training purposes.
Right.
Nice.
Here's Joke of the Week number six. Hey, I joined a club for parallel line enthusiasts.
What do you meet?
Never. What a stupid club. Hey, are you into parallel lines? You are? Me too. Hey, I formed a club. Here's Joke of the Week number seven.
And now a special section of speed jokes we call Weights and Measures.
John, what's a millionth of mouthwash?
Microscope.
What's the time between slipping on a peel and hitting the ground?
That's a bananosecond.
What's the weight an evangelist carries with God?
It's a billigram.
Half a large intestine.
Semicolon.
1,000 mockingbirds plus 1,000 mockingbirds.
2 kilo mockingbirds.
1,000 cc's of wet socks, also known as
1 liter hosen. 1,000 cc's of wet socks. What does that even mean? Joke of the Week number eight, please.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
How do you spell elephant?
E-L-E-F-A-N-T.
No, that's not how you spell it.
Yes, it is. All right. Okay, here is now Joke of the Week number nine. You know, Dave, I hear that exit signs are on the way out. For those of you that know and fondly remember our yardstick joke, you know they aren't making yardsticks any longer. If you can come up with another version of that, I was actually thinking, okay, what's another way to do that same thing? And at least there's one. Here's Joke of the Week number 10. Dave, I got into an argument at a bar last night. This guy said he was going to hit me with the neck of his guitar, and I said, is that a fret? Then a tennis ball walked into that bar. Bartender said, hey, have you been served? Then Batman and Catwoman walked into the bar. He bought her a drink, and she, you know, knocked it over. Hey, that's a triple header. That's a trifecta. You have to pay extra for that. Okay, here's Joke of the Week number 11.
Hey, John, how many therapists does it take to screw on a light bulb?
That's an interesting question, Dave. How many do you think it takes? Start with your father. Here's number 12.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a man walking by a field, and John Williams will star as a guy in a robe with a staff wearing sunglasses.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a spy.
But you're dressed like a shepherd.
I'm a shepherd spy. Sorry, that may be my favorite. Although this one ain't bad. Here's number 13. Hey, hedgehogs, why don't you guys just share? You know what I like about that joke, besides the fact that it's hilarious? 3.5 seconds. That is 3.5 seconds. The weights and measures joke we did a minute ago, you know, a Billy Graham and all of that, 45.9. We have a rule that they can't be more than 46. And that one just got in under the buzzer. But 3.5, you got to admire that. Here's our final joke of the week. Hey, Dave, I just got back from that famous meteor crater in Arizona. What's amazing to me is how close it landed to the visitor center. Oh, man. What a bunch of dumb jokes. Okay, Steve Alexander, where should we start today?
I am going with weights and measurements because there's so much there. You get such a bang for your buck.
Thank you. I was kind of thinking about that. You almost have to listen to it twice. We do replay this bit, you know, at 1:38. Andy, where are you going to go?
Man, there were so many good ones to choose from this week, but I agree with Steve. I'm weights and measures.
Kevin, where are you today?
Training porpoises. That's so good.
All right, producer Pete, please.
Exit signs on the way out.
I like the pie joke. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go with you. So nobody gets the majority of the votes. We'll randomly select a joke sent in, and somebody will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Again, we rerun this bit after the 1:30 news. You can always share these jokes with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.